8 plus 3?
11.
Correct.
That took way too long.
Numerical trivia. Can I tell you something funny about trivia?
Yeah.
So you got to be kidding me. I was just driving. Where was I driving? Back from somewhere, a wedding. And we were, oh, let's put on a trivia podcast. That'll be something fun. These fools, whichever one we clicked on, it couldn't have been the buildup to add the actual trivia. It was like they were fucking with us. I was like, all right, let's click on some trivia. Let's have some fun. Let's engage on the road. And then it's like, hey, guys, welcome back. How's your week? Oh, good. You know, I was doing this. What's going on? I couldn't believe it. Hour six into the drive, I felt like I was being dragged down the highway by the jaw, by that big fucking chain in Mario. And then they did the same thing with every answer. They'd ask the question, what's the capital of whatever? Oh, fucking whatever, Parasite. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, they would talk about the answer for quite a while, in fact.
Yeah, real quick.
I haven't seen you. Yeah, go ahead.
Does your shirt say coochie?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
My shirt says coochie. I'm wearing the Lance Oppenheim Renfair fitted swag.
Does it really say? What does it say?
I think it says cool. I think
cool. Okay. I thought that was a C, and then I thought there was an H and an IE hanging around your neck there.
It looks like you've just been robbed by the look of the drawers. Where's the diamonds? What? Find the fucking diamonds.
I would say based on my fit, it looks like I broke into this house and I'm currently robbing it.
It looks like I break.
It's like you put on a hat so quickly. Yeah. Like, and then,
this is David Goggins level 1000 podcasting I'm doing. I'm coming straight from the 11-hour whip into this. Starving, sleep
deprived.
You just drove
for 11 hours, Auras?
The 11-hour hungover sea.
You have to stop fucking drinking, dude. You have to stop.
I can't, man. It's in my DNA. It's in my blood.
Oh, I got to wait for Nate to tell this. Nate, I have something to say.
I'm here, dude, man. Go ahead.
I was at the grocery store this weekend, and I was frankly having kind of a low night, and this guy walks past in a Joy Tactics hat. Shout out. And I hope I'm not doxing him, but shout out Malcolm, a Joy Tactician up in the grocery store. He was obviously fell to his knees and started trying to give me money. I said, stop, you don't need to do this. We provide a service. And if you're part of the Patreon, thank you, but you don't even need to do that. But then he asked me what I was getting, and I said, beer. And there's something about there's just something about it where I'm
you're not beating the allegations.
I know, but everyone thinks it's really threat level midnight levels of alcoholism, and no, it's just mild dependence. It's just a mild social thing that I do, and frankly, I can control it.
Yeah. And speaking of fans, I just want to say we don't do this like, you know, a lot, so, or ever maybe, but somebody messaged us. They didn't give their name, but it's somebody's 24th birthday.
Oh, wait, I think maybe I got the name.
And it's, wow. Well, if you're 24 and your partner's name is Brooke Kirsten.
Dang, the docs. The docs.
Well, I mean, that's the only way we can identify this person, because they didn't give the, or maybe I'm not reading the full message, but
24 and so much 24. More. Old wow. man, 24. Take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. What is it? Because what's that lyric? 24 and there's so much more. Guess what? You don't know if there's that much more. And
I'll just say 20. What do you guys? What's your reflection on the year on being the age of 24? You're going from 23.
To 24,
you're just beginning to start life. I will say. Right. So if you think that you've lived life, you're wrong. You haven't even gotten fucking started because there's
you
a
don't
lot
know fucking things. Shit. Unless you've gone through crazy amounts of grief early, your worst moments are ahead of you for sure.
We need to start a cameo and just give like the darkest cameos to people.
But you might get to go to Hawaii at some point. That's something to look forward to.
God, I want to go to Hawaii. I was just being describing to me the clear waters of Hawaii. Yeah. I've never been in clear water once in my life. It's always been disgusting, dirty fucking Buckeye Lake in Columbus, Ohio. Disgusting. If you drank from that, it would fucking kill you within 15 seconds, man. I'm dying to be in clear water.
Well, I want to go there, but I want to do it respectfully because I've heard they don't want people like us just stomping around and roasting pigs here and there, and they want us to be respectful about it. So if we go, we're going there with our heads bowed, no fucking tiki drinks.
No eye contact with anybody.
No eye contact. Yeah, crawling around with
eye contact, respectful vacation.
do the David Goggins bottle cap marathons where our feet are bloody but before we get in the water for the first time.
Happy birthday, bro. We should just extend this shout out the whole episode.
Shout out.
Yeah, happy birthday. We don't know who you are, but
we have no fucking clue who you are.
We know that you're out there,
but
we believe in you.
I just hope you're having an amazing day, dude.
Okay.
Yep.
Who built the ark?
Noah's friends. Noah's contractors.
God.
Noah. It's Noah. I mean, as far as we know, as what is written in the biblical script is Noah. Okay, that's easy level, though. That's easy level Bible trivia. Are you ready to crank it up to medium?
Uh-oh. Crank it up for me, please.
Who led the Israelites out of Egypt?
King David. Easy.
No. Damn, is that true? No. It was Moses. Remember?
Yeah, that's in your. That should be in your book.
That's in chapter one, the Jewish files.
Moses?
Yeah.
The Jewish files. All right. Okay, that's medium level, but in my mind, that should be easy. Bro, no one's gonna get this. Who is the left-handed judge who killed Eglon, the king of Moab?
That's level three.
Jesus,
that's hard.
The left-handed judge, you said?
The left-handed judge who killed Eglon, king of Moab. And if you don't know this, by the way, you're not a Christian. Just put it.
Look at the first letter.
E.
I don't think Ken Burns could fucking
Azalea.
Azalea.
Ezekiel.
No.
Elijah.
I would wager this Eric. Is a name you maybe have never heard in your life.
Embignon.
I was going to say Ebenezer Scrooge. Hold up.
E40.
E40. Bro, shout out E40. Just did NPR Tiny Desk Unplugged E40 the way he's supposed to be listened to.
No one West has Side. Fucking gotten close to an E40 flow. I've been saying that. That's the last original flow that's ever been done.
He sounds like he's trying not to step on stuff while he's rapping. In fact,
break into your house. This
by the way, that's one of the first things I told you, Nate, when I met you. No one's got flow like E40.
Well, you're from
I had a neighbor that was on the spectrum growing up named Eric, and I don't think his parents understood him, and he'd show up at my house and just knock on the door, open the door, and say shit like, just be like, no one's got flow like E40.
Wow. Once a
he'd
day
have rap, speaking of trivia, he'd have rap trivia on deck, and my dad would be working on the garage, and he'd be up in there going like, you know, Kanye's coming out with a new ass album, you know.
Like. Man, okay.
Yeah,
I heard some
trivia. Sounds like a fun guy.
He was. Is. He's still alive.
Oh, that's rare. Somebody from your childhood is alive? That is only a couple of those.
He's
left.
Made it so far.
Yeah. God likes to, well, God likes everything.
I need to say the name really quick of the.
Please.
It's Ehud.
Oh,
spell that
Ehud. E-H-U-D. Ehud.
Oh, Ehud. Oh, that was Ehud. Yeah, it's his fault. Yeah. Oh, the left-handed guy? Yeah, I remember his ass always.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a judge, Ehud.
Okay, Ehud. You were saying, Jack?
I don't remember. But
I'm going to look up some celebrity trivia. Like, that's a little, you know, on brand with...
I could try to remember some of the trivia from this car ride, or I could do trivia from... how about this? Intuitive trivia. So I'm going to ask you a question about a trivia question based on intuition. Okay. What choice did Jack Bensinger make as he was ordering breakfast yesterday? Did he get the sticky bun with toffee, or did he lock in and not get the sticky bun with toffee for breakfast?
He got the sticky
bun
with toffee.
Were you on the Hogwarts Express, or were you traveling around? That sounds like a Hogwarts-style meal. I'll just put it that way. I would say you got the sticky toffee pudding bun.
So you both underestimated me, because that's basically, I said, no, I didn't get it.
What?
Yeah. And that's scientifically concocted. If you hand me this is my death meal or whatever, final meal?
Mm-hmm. Death
sticky
meal.
Okay. Sticky bun, full sugar Red Bull.
You're getting jacked up to die.
Yeah. I want to feel everything.
You want to be booted up as you pass away?
Yeah, I want to be comprehending what's going on around me.
So you got full fat Red Bull.
Full fat Red Bull, sticky toffee, bun.
And what else, bro? Shrimp?
Hey, man. No, the chicken wings before the fucking Pizza Hut chicken wings before they moved over to fucking Wing Street Wings, obviously.
Obviously. Jesus Christ. I feel like the second you would die, you would just like, you know how when people die, they like shit themselves? Like you would. You have like a nest.
It might like start, the shitting might startle you back into life for a second. Die peacefully.
You'd have some disgusting
shit.
Like fucking diarrhea. Like it would be, you'd have a, oh. We should let's move on. All right,
you
Marvel
guys get
trivia.
Diarrhea because
Marvel, bro.
All right, Marvel. All right,
all right.
Let me body this.
I guess Jack, you can obviously hop in, but this is more so for. I really would love to see.
It's not looking good for me that my topics are always Harry Potter and
I
fucking
feel
Marvel.
Like you're gonna know all of these.
Yeah.
This one, okay. We're gonna start off with
an easy
one.
Yeah, warm me up.
What type of scientist is Bruce Banner?
He's a biological scientist. What is he?
He's a nuclear physicist. Oh. That was the easy one, by the way.
Well, I don't. Yeah, okay. I'm not into the Hulk.
All right, let's move on here. This would be insane. In what order does Thanos gather the Infinity Stones?
Thanos? Well, I can't be sure. I've forgotten it. So
you
want to
guess of the
fresh eyes?
One?
What is it? Just colors? He gets purple first.
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
Really?
Keep going.
Bro, purple, white, the white stone, green.
I don't think that even is. No.
Purple, red.
Almost.
Also pink.
It's purple, blue. This is the, by the way, it's the power stone, which is purple. The space stone, which is blue. Reality stone, red. Soul stone, orange. Time stone, green. And mind stone, yellow.
Wow. I'm glad to now be able to remember that.
Okay, who cut off Thanos's head?
Couldn't be Tony Stark.
No, it's not.
Jack, I feel like I'm sweating here, sweating bullets, like trying to figure it. Stay. Oh.
I thought you knew more about Marvel than this. This is shocking.
No,
Marvel. It's pronounced Marvel.
Marvel.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. So I just tapped in. I started thinking about that person's birthday again.
Oh, yeah. What were you thinking about with their...
Just, yeah, what part of the country they're in, what the weather is, what they wore. But what was the question?
Like, we're going to get like many requests for birthday shout outs. We should, that should just be the whole podcast is like just us shouting out.
They did that on the fucking trivia thing. The thing I was complaining about, they do ask you one fucking question about Parasite and then they give their own opinion instead of keeping the games going. And then they would stop and wish somebody's birthday. This person's name was Opal. I said, by the way, happy birthday to Opal. The Stone. Yeah, right. What the fuck is this CIA fucking podcast that they invented? It's not real. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's...
You know, I just was... I was talking about this with Connor, and he was talking about the entertainment liaison at the CIA.
What was he saying? What knowledge did he drop on you? Who is it?
Well, we were just discussing the overall, like, you know, how like who's an asset in Hollywood or something like that. And I don't know. I was just like, that would be the greatest job on the planet to be. You just get to, you're just chilling in the Pentagon reading Zero Dark 30, you know, and kind of sprucing it up a bit, you know.
Bro, better question. Who in Hollywood is not a fucking CIA liaison?
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, man. Literally, point me to one.
Yeah.
Point me to one. I'm literally fucking sick of it. It's
Jessica Alba has
Jessica
done
Alba?
That war is crimes. I'm
82. She's older than
Jessica Alba is immortal.
She's older than George, whatever his name is, from the Beatles.
If you found out Jessica Alba was born in 1921, would you fall to your knees screaming?
In the rain? Yeah. With the selfie camera on?
Would you take a bullet for Jessica Alba?
Hell yeah. Oh,
I'd take a bullet for most 99% of women, except for racists. Racist women can die.
Oh, I'll take a bullet and shoot it at them. The reason,
wow.
Well,
more chill, chill.
Well, no. This throw it at them. I'd throw it at them.
Throw the bullet. Whip a bullet at someone.
That'll hurt. I did that.
That'll hurt.
Yeah.
If you had Randy Jackson pitch a bullet into your forehead, you'd be dead.
You mean the American Idol judge?
He's looking more.
I don't think he's
like
doing so well. I think he's looking a little quite sick. No.
You're jealous, Eric.
I'm pretty sure this is a
the pitcher, the Mariners pitcher.
Yeah.
All right.
If Randy Jackson was just, that's a no for me, dog. Slapping the 50 cal bullet.
But it is fun imagining Randy from Mariners throwing a bullet.
That is fun. I'll do that.
He lost the weight, by the way. Laugh. He certainly lost the weight. So this can't be about, by the way, maybe people have clocked it, but this can't be a good sign for what's happening.
Eric's holding up a Diet Dr. Pepper.
What do you mean?
And to the screen.
That this has become a regular part of my lifestyle.
Drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper?
Maybe one can a day. Hey, well, we were also afraid of sugarless soda for so long, just as we were seed oils.
It's all profiteering,
good, dude.
None of it is real. What was I just wondering about? Sorry, go on.
They debunked the diet soda thing. It's not that bad.
No.
I think not that bad. What's, you know?
What's worse?
Full sugar.
Five beers Coca-Cola. Or two sugarless, sugar-free sodas?
Oh.
I'll tell you what's worse.
Of course.
No, of course. Hold on. What's worse? Wasting my fucking time thinking about this shit when I could be enjoying however I go with my friends. I was in a diner today, for example. Yeah. When I was growing up, there was this diner out in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, where some politicians got in trouble for sex crimes recently or something like that. Anyways, there was a diner there called the Silver Diner, and you put some quarters up in the fucking machine, and you play. It had the old records, yada yada. You get what I'm saying? It's an old, nice old diner. I go there today. on the road trip. They've completely remodeled it. They've made it, you know, you can get shrimp bibimbap at the diner. Are you kidding me? All sorts of this shit. And it's saying like, this is a heart healthy approach to, what did they say? Like modernize, and adapt this fucking, food style into fuck this shit, man. When I go into a diner, I want to get that much closer to death. And I'm cool with that. I want it that way. I'm not going there every single fucking day.
What I'm hearing from you sounds alarmingly xenophobic, dude. Do you know what that means? Quick trivia question. Do you know what that means?
It means you're afraid to go on the highway.
Afraid of foreigners. And that's the last thing I thought of that you were, was afraid of someone that's foreign or their food.
Why the fuck would you bring that up?
Because you're...
bring it up, but why would you accuse
because
that?
Because you're saying bibimbap doesn't belong in diners.
No, maybe. You've missed my point. Maybe it's because I didn't say it well, but it's not the bibimbap. I literally was thinking about ordering that because I like that. But then I thought, where am I? No. It's the healthification. It's the urgent carification of it.
Right.
Keep the bibimbap in there, but also
fry it.
Fry it and put Elvis on fucking volume 10 and make it, you know, make it dirty in there. Make it nasty. Don't clean so much.
Dessert bibimbap was sticky. Imagine this, bro. This is how fast I can come up with desserts.
Bullshit. Let's hear it. Yeah, right.
Watch. Dessert bibimbap is this. That sticky Thai rice, sweet sticky Thai rice that you get with mango sticky rice. Why not throw a little mango in there? So that's the base. Mango sticky rice is the base. Then some gummy worms. Then some. And then, man, some condensed milk all over the top. And then, man, some fucking M&Ms. And then.
What's it in? Is it in this hot stone? You know, is it like a, you know.
No, it's ice. It's ice cold.
It's in an ice
bowl. Or it's like in a metal bowl. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's fast. Where my imagination sort of ends, but yeah, all right. You could imagine putting all... Nate, what's that, Nate, man? Doing?
What the fuck is that?
What is that, Nate? this is looking like King Cobra's bogrito.
Nate, what the fuck is
Nate, what is that, olive? Did you bake some olives?
I've never seen anything like that.
Olives?
Well, I was making chicken and Brussels sprouts, but I'll tell you what, it cooked 18 minutes longer than it should. Okay, according to my timer, and I had forgotten that it was in the oven, and it's just basically burnt to a crisp. And the worst part is, I'm going to eat that.
No, Nate.
Yes,
that's not optimizing. That's not optimizing.
It looked bad, but I swear to God, it probably doesn't taste that bad.
Turn your head to the left, real quick.
I mean,
all the
you
way
saw
Nate.
The char on there.
All are you saying it right here?
Yeah. Damn, you got the freakazoid.
The mullet looks, is showing or something.
What was yeah, the mullet's showing and it's going kind of outwards.
It's taking shape in a new way that's never been seen before.
Yeah.
It's you're becoming the Tekken guy.
Oh yeah.
You got big the reverse time. Vegeta. They had the M on their forehead. You've got the M on the back of your head.
I'm breaking new territory with bald hair patterns and styling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we had a moment in the sauna the other day, but people are liking how you look, Nate. We have a friend in the sauna who looks over at Nate and he goes, "How do you stay so slim?" And Nate goes, "You know, I think you said intermittent fasting. Is that what you said?"
I just said, "Don't eat after dinner."
Don't eat after dinner. And then he looked at me and then he patted his belly and he said, "Welcome to the club." It's all good, bro.
And you said, "I'm just visiting." You said,
"I'm visiting."
That was sent
by the simulation to specifically torture you.
I'm in a BMI study abroad program where I'm checking out what it feels like to be at different high level BMIs.
Study abroad.
And then I'll be returning.
How different countries have different BMIs feel in different
countries. Mental states. Yeah, right. BMI, mental state.
Study a pod.
Yeah,
study a pod. Wow.
That should be your vlogs. Like, what is a BMI? Give me an example of what your BMI might be, like around there. Just give me a number.
Let's say the BMI is 29. 28.
29. So you should put out YouTube videos that's like a guy. I'm 29 BMI in, you know, Yugoslavia. And then just do that for different countries around the world and how people treat you.
Right.
How, if people are flirting with you, if you're getting any compliments, any discounts anywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So people can know, you know, before they go.
What is it called? Person of size. Person of size is the term. Is what? The non offensive term.
A person of size.
Yeah. New. Yo, I'm a size.
Is that how? Is that a new term? I've never heard of that.
Wait a minute. Why am I not seeing any?
What's wrong, Eric? What's wrong?
I'm not seeing anything on the.
The waveforms.
No, I'm seeing zero waveforms. But you guys can hear me.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hear you loud and clear. Yeah.
You think it's okay, Julio?
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's just a glitch. Oh wait, why is there a check mark by my?
I got all your waveforms, bro.
You got my waveforms? All right.
Yeah.
I get so paranoid about waveforms.
Yo, paranoia.
Hey, give it up for this street name outside the John Bon Jovi rest stop on the Garden State Parkway. The street name is Cheesequake. Cheesequake Road.
Damn, that's silly.
What could that be in tribute to?
Something hilarious. Something very... somebody, yeah, with a light heart went there. Maybe...
Do you guys think that... Okay. It's time for a shower high thought. Do you think that people are inherently good or inherently bad?
Literally... that sounds like something that I don't have the responsibility to answer. I'm going to let Subway Takes right. guy rock on that one.
Well, we need to get him agrees. Fucking running for office now. Now.
Oh, my God. Andrew Cuomo, move aside.
To the podium. Right.
Freeze the rent, 100%. 100% thinking about it.
And wait,
in the
Jay.
Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
From what I remember, he's takes the red, right?
Final answer.
Yes,
it's the red pill. Correct. Amazing.
Thank God. Thank God. Okay. Any other trivia questions?
What's the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard?
Space Needle.
Nakatomi Plaza.
Damn,
Nakatomi Plaza. What
does that
name
translate to? Plazas. Well, I guess anything could translate to any language. Never mind.
I see. You know what's funny is we're doing trivia. I just asked you guys the ultimate trivia question: are people inherently good or inherently bad? And you guys dodged the question. Nate, you moved on to movie trivia immediately. I think that we're deep enough into this podcast where this needs to be addressed. This is the this is the ultimate trivia question straight from the Garden of Eden.
Inherently, Eric?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Are people inherently good or inherently bad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say that. I'm going to go ahead and say, let's just look around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look around the world. Does it seem like we're good? No. I'm going to have to say that we are inherently evil.
Interesting. Okay. Noted. Jack?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say if you did an experiment where you said, like, okay, everybody in the world, one at a time, you get a gun,
mm-hmm.
you get to fucking kill the person next to you, and... if you do it, you could have a car. I bet pretty much everyone would do it.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but we don't need to read any philosophical books about this. But I think that we're on the same page that we're evil.
People are inherently evil and horrible. Bro. It's up to people like Ricky Gervais to show visions of the future that could exist if we work hard together as all genders, all races and religions, and try fight these instincts that we all have.
Oh, well, we were just talking about the Baha'i Temple.
Oh, yes, we were.
Cool party. And someone was saying that their mission is to create one single
race.
To mix all races into one single race.
We need to act now. If we want that to happen.
What race?
Well, whatever.
Human race.
It's a race that doesn't exist yet.
Oh, okay. You don't want everybody to be Argentinian?
Think about this. Let me paint it this way. A chick that's Italian, Latina,
Asian,
Native American,
Black,
African,
right, white.
Whoa, dude, I just had to stop myself from getting on one knee. I literally was hearing this and I started moving forward. That was
yeah, I know. I'm shaking with interest in her.
I'm shaking with visions of dying together.
Yeah,
100.
Wow, make it 1,000, bro. With the medical advances that could come if we choose the right path with AI.
The way you said AI was a cool
accent. I know. I'm starting to say it with authority. AI.
We need to rise up. The human resistance. When are we starting? When are we fucking starting the human resistance? That's what I want to know. I feel like we need to fucking get at the ground level of this shit right now.
I've been saying, dude, I think privately to you guys individually, and now I'm going to bring it up to both of you, that we need to put a colon after Joy Tactics. Joy Tactics, human resistance symposium, weekly symposium.
Oh, what is it? Yeah.
The human resistance, bro.
Joy Tactics, the podcast for, what is it? Joyous, joyful, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible in spite of the robots trying to take over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The robotic also, chaos that's ensuing.
Can I pitch a angle shift? I think that it should be something like this.
So it's a new angle and a.
Like the, that, you know
what I'm Koopa
saying?
Troopa squat.
But I'm in a chair.
Remember how the Koopa Troopa squat?
I don't remember how they did.
Is that a Mario reference?
Yeah, dude. I keep making all these fucking Mario references that fall on deaf ears to you guys. I bought you guys Switch 2s. I didn't even hear a fucking thank you.
There's a Switch 2?
Dude, don't play.
Switch 2 religion?
Don't play. This is one of the biggest things that's happened in gaming in years. The Switch 2. Bro, I'm Nintendo's too busy, for babies.
I have no interest in the Switch 2 right now.
Me neither.
Zero.
I like Final Fantasy. I like sexy video game characters.
You remember Devil May Cry, that fucking game?
Of course I do.
Oh my god, I was just thinking about that.
The Devil May Cry. Excuse me? What does he need? Or what does she need, rather? What can I do to be in service of her?
Licking your lips like that. Hey, excuse me, ma'am. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm hitting on you right now.
Yeah.
Have you ever played a video game where they give you the option to play as a female and not done that?
Simply
put, I have to say,
no.
I often go with the male choice, and I've wrestled with this. And wow. I'm agonized over why I make this choice.
Huh. What can you conclude?
I like to play characters that are as close to me as possible, and I make decisions that I would make in the game.
Do you guys remember the moment? Where were you when you first realized that Metroid was a chick?
Wow.
Tower 7.
That fuck with my head.
That fucked
quite heavily, bro.
I still don't know that. Which one's Metroid?
Well, you mean Samus? It's Samus, Nate. It's Samus.
Okay. Samus, yeah.
Damn, Samus is getting no. When's the Samus movie coming out?
What a great point. When the fuck? How the hell have they not fucking done that, dude?
Sydney Sweeney.
Damn.
Samus.
Mila Kunis as salmon? Did I say that wrong?
Mila Kunis, come to the stage. Mila.
I have a casting opportunity.
Mila, I have a drawing Mila. That I might turn into a movie. It's based on a video game.
Yeah. Outside at her back patio.
Mila, try this on. I just designed it. It's the first thing I've ever sewn, but I think you might fit quite well. It's a new material. Plastic. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I own the building. She's trying to call security on you in the Q&A at the movie theater. No, I own it.
Mila. But seriously, if you're out there and if you're in the position to write movies, which funnily enough, actually we are, get going on the Samus movie.
We should do a Twitch stream where we just are writing dialogue to, there's no talking at all. People can just observe us as we write the most ultimate Metroid Prime fucking movie.
Damn. What would you like to see? What kind of situations would you like to see her get into and get out of, by the way, as well?
Well, she does a lot of barrel rolls, right? Kind of.
Right.
She can shrink down to a sort of a dot. So, yeah, that's interesting, you know, getting in little tight spaces.
Dude. So quickly, just it's like,
yeah, we got a live stream.
She can basically shrink down to a dot, right?
So, a dot, okay. So,
if I was
the
villain in that, and she shrunk down to that shit, I would pick that up and fucking chuck it up against the wall, dude. Instantly.
But it's a bomb, isn't she a bomb when she's a dot?
No,
isn't
she
that
like
right
out kind of
she
mm-hmm. kind of drops out little bombs. I mean, this is just Smash Brothers logic right here.
By the way, Nate, you missed your fucking. Are you angry at Jim Carrey for what he's done? He's taken your role of a lifetime, Nate.
What of what? Dr. Robotnik. Oh yeah, of course, dude. Yeah,
you should be pissed, bro. That is. I mean, I could just so easily imagine you. Like
if
that.
It was anybody else, I respect. I respect Jim Carrey so much.
Who does?
I gotta just give it to him, but. If it was anyone else, man, I would be protesting,
would be upset.
Rioting in the streets.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Do we have a mispronunciation? That's a funny word to pronounce.
You can't even pronounce mispronunciation.
But do we have an issue there? Was his name Robotnik? And some joy tactician along the way called him Robotnik?
Now
you see how I think.
Right. Interesting.
Rap world. Trivial.
Well, let's talk about trivia at a bar, shall we? Have you guys ever been part of a trivia league or gone to any trivia night at a bar?
I tried to reconnect with my high school theater teacher one night. And I had just gotten off the cruise ship, and I was like, when I worked on the cruise ship, and I was kind of like, yeah, I'm going to go have a beer with my very formative teacher who I deeply respect, and he's going to be impressed that I just did about 4 months nonstop improv and sketch work on the Norwegian Breakaway. And we show up to the bar, and basically right as we sit down, bar trivia kicks up, and we basically have 0.0 conversation, and the whole thing is us. Very awkwardly playing trivia together, and that was it's a negative memory.
God wanted you to enjoy his humanity.
I guess he did. I guess God puts us in these situations to test us, and he almost put me to my breaking point that night.
Well, you rightfully came to somebody with your resume and what you've been up to.
Yeah.
And God wanted you to show who you've become.
Right. But I kept getting the answers wrong. And I could see he was surprised at how foolish
it is.
It
annoying
was.
Showing up to a bar when you're not expecting there to be trivia.
Yeah.
And trivia is the most like kind of normie thing you can do, honestly.
I mean, the ultimate trivia party is Jeopardy, right? but that's for money, and it's right, televised.
Right. And they do that at the Windjammer, huh?
Jeopardy?
I was hearing they do Jeopardy there, and they're all screaming like bats out of hell.
Bro. Yeah.
You missed Ridgewood, huh?
I missed the fuck out of Ridgewood, dude. Get me back there now. This is a cutting edge area in New York, full of restaurants, bars, comedy shows. It's awesome. Do you guys miss Alex Trebek? He had swag. Alex Trebek had swag.
Wasn't he drunk all the time? Like, isn't there like a supercut of him like fucked up?
Was he?
I think so. I think he was like, he was either fucked up for like one episode or like a bunch, and there's just like some outtakes of him like being mean or something like that.
I think that by rule, these hosts of these game shows, if these game shows even stick around as we inch closer to an unrecognizable technological society, they should be fucked up. These hosts should be fucked up by nature. Yeah, they should be drunk as hell. Yeah, they should be yelling at people and having people not make eye contact with them in the hallways. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they
I think it adds to it.
Does that go? Yeah.
Any thoughts on that from you guys?
No, I agree. I think that's such a the most. It's the most like sellout kind of job you can do is be a game show host.
Right.
And if you've gotten to the point in your career where you're just getting that bag and you're tied into being a part of a hit game show, like you can't help but let that darkness is going to come, and you can't fight it, and it's going to come quick, and it's going to be all consuming over your life. You basically will be completely wrecked by this career choice. But what can you do, you know?
I think they're having fun. I think that they're jet skiing on the weekends and hooking up nonstop. I think you need not feel bad for them, quite frankly.
Who are the big game show hosts right now? Steve Harvey, Mario Lopez.
Mr. Steve, Mario Lopez.
There's no doubt Mario Lopez is he can't be doing well.
No, dude, I don't know if you follow, I follow him on Facebook. He's doing great. He's close with his son. He's got a snatched body. He's cut as fuck. He's got a beautiful wife.
Working.
He gets to meet celebrities and interview them always.
He's a hero. He's underrated. A
he's an industry legend.
You know who I miss is Regis Philbin.
That
was a fucking game show host, man. Who wants to be a billionaire?
I will never forgive. What's her freaking name? Kelly Regis and Kelly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kelly Ripa. Here's what I fucking heard, dude. If you can believe this, Kelly Ripa didn't reach out to Regis after they stopped doing the show together, and he would call her and she wouldn't call back, bro. An old man.
Wow.
Snubbed by the beautiful Kelly Ripa.
Gorgeous. Why would she, respect. What, did he do something horrible? Why wouldn't she treat him? Why would she treat him?
I don't know. I've been trying to email her and say answer to what you did to Regis Philbin while you left him in the dust.
Well, God will ask her that question at the gates.
That's for sure.
Regis is up there right now with motherfucking Brittany, what's her name, from 8 Mile.
Brittany Murphy.
Yep, I pray that's what's happening.
The Brittany Murphy, God, that fucking destroyed me. It destroyed me.
I just heard a conspiracy that Brittany Murphy got killed by Diddy.
Oh no!
And I forget what the connection was, but don't when say I this heard on it, here. I was
Let's
like,
move on. Let's move on.
I was like, yeah, that checks out. That definitely checks out to me.
You're starting to put together the pieces, Nate. I've been leaving the breadcrumbs out for you, and you're finally starting to. Realized what I've laid out for you. Keep following keep pulling the thread, Nate. See what happens. The sweater will unravel.
Keep following the thread. See what sweater, if you find the sweater.
I feel like you guys would be the detectives on planet Earth. Like you would just worst? Be
are the most sexual detectives.
Starsky and Hutch.
Come here.
Well, how does that help solve a crime?
Sexy as fuck detectives who get to go down on every single suspect who are asked to go down on them. And then after they bust. Now tell me, did Jesus. You do it? You're, and by the way, you're welcome.
Wow. The females only glory hole private investigators
office. Female. Damn. Well,
the
yeah.
Female
we get the long
hole?
Tongues.
Damn.
Right.
Oh.
If that popped up in my fucking gas station bathroom hole, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I don't think it's in the floor,
think
too. It's in the
help
floor.
Themselves in that scenario.
Yeah.
That shit would be not at a gas station. It'd be in the Goop kitchen bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? You'd have to go to the right place. The Diptyque, back at the Diptyque store. Wow. So we have, bro, our production slate keeps growing, doesn't it? The Samus origin story.
The Blue Wizard.
The Blue Wizard, the sexual detectives.
Just give us the green light, man. Give us get us in the fucking Mandalorian.
I'll give it to you. You don't need much money to make movies these days. Come to my house. I got a bunch of iPhones. We could get a bunch of chargers, get them all on at once.
Jack, do you think you could DIY set up a volume? You know what the volume is, where it's like an LED like curved background. It's like a green screen, but like it's like a TV.
Oh,
basically. Sure. Something tells me I think you could, if you just had a credit card limit of $14,000 and you're in Best Buy, you could put together your own volume using QLED.
I'm not kidding. Listen,
flat screen.
This is
TVs.
My last year. I'm saying it publicly. This is my last calendar year of attempting to be in Hollywood as it stands. After this year, if things don't work out, you are going to be someone I'm going to be someone who, I'm basically trying to flush my self-awareness and be somebody that people kind of point at and go, holy shit, why is he making
feature films? You should change your handle to, in 2026, you should change your handle to Noob Media Jack. Fuck traditional media.
I want to be like a Mikey Miles style follow where I don't realize maybe why everyone's following me, and I'm making my green screen features as I always do once a month.
Yeah.
Personal video requests. That is the funniest thing on the planet.
Dude, let me be the first person to make a cameo feature. I'll do it. You just tell me what you want for what feature you want to watch on your birthday.
So people are going to pay you like $50 and you make a whole feature film just for them?
If that's what fucking God wants me to do in my shitty fucking life, then sure, man. At this point.
Hey, that's interesting, man. That's at the very least, it's new. It's interesting. Damn, I can't believe I burnt my fucking chicken and Brussels sprouts, man.
What the hell is happening to me?
It's really upsetting.
Yeah, I broke my dresser.
What happened? What were you looking for so fast?
Fast? No, it's the fucking goddamn fucking. I can't believe I fucked it up. The tracks. You gotta put the. You know.
Right.
All the tracks aren't lined up right. I suck.
You don't suck, man. And that negative self talk needs to stop now.
I only do it after the sun goes down.
So
can't
nice
help
in the
myself.
Day. Yeah.
So, what's your favorite piece of trivia, y'all? Oh, can
wow.
I say one actually?
Say it, man.
One.
Please, please.
This
please.
Is great. So we're in a wedding in Virginia. We're driving by what I believe is the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, wow, this looks exactly like Scotland, where we just were in January.
Right.
And Raleigh goes to me, you realize when Pangaea was around, that's because the Appalachian Mountains and the Scottish Highlands is the same fucking mountains.
What?
Whoa, no. Man.
Yes.
Jesus.
That's crazy. So that's a fun fact.
Were humans around in Pangaea? No, because 200,000 years ago. When was Pangaea
popular? We're not meant to know. We're not meant to know this, I would say.
I think that was like millions. That was like millions of years ago, right?
If it was less than 200,000 years ago, I need to run back a couple grades.
Yeah, well, we'll research and find out for the next trip.
Can you imagine your family is on the crack of Pangaea?
Okay, that's the other movie we need to make is Pangaea, sexual Pangaea. Bro, I'll tell you guys this. I just looked it up. Pangaea began to break apart about 200 million years ago.
God damn.
I don't think we were around back then, to put it that way.
No. Oh, hell no.
I was busy.
Just put it that way. I'm looking at it. It's gorgeous, though, by the way.
Pangaea?
I'm looking at it all smushed together. Ooh.
It was all just dinosaurs and kind of fat marsupial-looking deer were around then.
Where are you getting the fat marsupial deer thing?
No, this is what I imagine.
This is what comes to you in your dreams.
Am I allowed to not believe in Pangaea?
Yeah, of course. At your own risk, man.
There's no islands. Oh, no, I guess there is a couple islands now that I'm looking at it.
If you want to face the wrath of continent scholars, yeah, go ahead and don't believe in Pangaea. But if you want a midnight knock,
you know what is tripping me out? Pangaea looks like a fetus. In the womb.
Jesus, man. Stop making these connections. And so you finally put the pieces together.
Wait, let me look at
the breadcrumbs you're starting to pick up.
You gotta see what Pangaea looks like.
You're wearing me.
Wow.
Pangaea. Malia Obama.
Whoa.
Well, chill.
Geographical tape.
That's a collaborator of mine. Chill. A future one. Wow. Dang. Okay. I'm looking at Pangaea. And for the listeners who can't see it right now, or if you're driving that Ram 1500, whatever, you can't take a look at the phone. It's a giant landmass and there's a big harbor in the middle. Giant bay. And I'm imagining was still together, imagine a giant city dotting the whole harbor. Beautiful city lights.
Why can't I imagine stop that? Coughing?
I don't know.
Imagine
is there a chance that we could go back to Pangaea? Because as the continents are expanding, will it slowly expand so much that we all, you know, eventually, right?
It's going to be the reverse, though, because we're all going to flap into each other on the back end.
I feel like in the old days, people would write these questions down and take them to their local college. You know what I mean? And you stand in front of the college and you say, all right, I've been thinking about this. Would it be possible for this? So I think you should write that down and head over to Pasadena Community College, Nate. And
ask
the profs there.
That would be amazing. That would be California. Would be right up. It would be California and Japan. Two of the craziest fucking
holy shit
places on the planet. Los Angeles and Tokyo would be melded together eventually.
The super city.
A super city? The first super city? Mega city?
Damn.
And speaking of community college, if you go to the Northern Virginia Community College right now, congratulations, the gas station now has slot machines.
Wow.
How much did you put in there?
I was on the run, so I couldn't do it. But
shit.
I did win a scratch about it? Off.
Damn, I just watched that guy he has this series where he's gambling until he goes bankrupt and he adds $100 every day to a bet. And you've seen this guy, right, Jack?
Oh, I don't think so. Is his name Jack?
You're lying. But dude, he's up by the end of the series. So I think he did it like, I don't know, like 15, 20 days, something. By the end of the series, he's up 20 grand on the final video. He put 10 grand, which he was up on blackjack and fucking hit and got
20 G's. Oh my God.
He's the guy who like gambles. Like he's like, I'm about to eat a steak dinner. It's $137. Let's gamble to get it for free. And then he'll like lose one. He'll put down like, he'll get up to like putting down 800 on a hand. And then he'll be like, cha-ching, just got dinner for free.
I just saw the most fucked up thing. This is the guy who has like the VR gambling headset on. Because we've been talking about he'll pay for parking and stuff. Maybe the same guy or a different guy. There was like a homeless woman on the street. This is fucked up. And he's like, bet $1,000 on blackjack. And he's like, whatever I win, you get. He loses the first hand. All right. He's like, I'm doing it again. Loses the second hand. And he's like, I'm sorry. It didn't work out.
Damn.
Drives away.
Damn.
With the
I think
VR.
We need a reset.
Jesus.
I think
we need a
reset.
Right.
I'm not going to say, but.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe take five. Yeah, maybe just a break.
Bro, we need the opposite of we need a dirt, you know. We need a reset, just put it that way. Jesus. Jesus, come back now. Literally, now would be the fucking time.
It will get worse. Everything will get worse.
What would you say to Jesus if he came back? If he showed up in a fucking
Why did you
Island
make me
Park?
Like this? Why did you give me this burden of insane knowledge, insane talent?
Why did you make me Jewish? What was that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, he's Jewish. You know this, right, Jack?
Did he get bar mitzvah?
He had to.
Or he's just saying he's Jewish.
No, he's 100%.
Do you think they had themed bar mitzvahs?
Head of hair and
back then? Do you think they had themed bar mitzvahs back in the golden age when the Pharisees were around?
Yo, he had a tan themed bar mitzvah.
Fish.
Yeah, what were they? Red. A bread themed bar mitzvah.
Damn!
A jug,
really
a jug of wine.
Riffing, bro. I'm serious, bro. One of us throws up a situation, the rest of us dive the fuck in.
We put together pretty much a $2 billion slate of fucking films in the last 30 minutes. It's crazy.
Oh man, when this shit pays off, when this all pays off, whoo,
we're gonna be in a good place.
Let's just say, soon.
Well,
my 50s would be in a hot tub.
Well, just seeing you guys' faces is giving me joy, I'll put it that way. You too, Julio. But I do want to know what gave you guys joy these last few days, honestly.
Oh, I got it. I've been, with Eric's help, I've been, I guess, leveling up my swimming game. Okay.
Oh.
I feel like I'm like just slowly getting better, but I've been getting good enough where I think I can, you know, I don't know. I've just been getting better at swimming. Not that I couldn't ever not swim. I just can't swim like, you know, for exercise competitively, do the right form, et cetera. Like I'm not drowning in the pool, but my form was just so god awful. And Eric has been coaching me in the pool. He's a very tough coach.
I get pissed. Slap in the water. No, but your breathing is getting so
the hardest
night
thing.
And day, night and day difference.
It's the hardest thing is breathing, and I feel like I kind of just made some big progress last time I was in the pool.
Because it literally the time before looked so different than this last time. Did you watch a video or something?
No, I just like kind of try. I just keep trying out different things when I'm doing it. And I kind of tried one and I was like, oh, this feels like I can get in the rhythm of breathing, you know, like every 3 strokes I can, you know, as my hand goes down, start breathing out.
Every 3 what?
Back,
strokes.
Can you stroke it? Can you stroke it for me? Can you stroke it?
Nate, come on.
Can you stroke it, please?
I wish that was how it kind of went on. This is like, yeah, we can't really even riff that long before we all just bust out into a song. It's so right? fun. Yeah.
We need to join an all male choir. Tell me your life when.
Because you know, there's gay male choirs, and I respect them, and I donate to them regularly. But there's no, as far as I know, these
you just go to a fucking choir. Protestant church, dude, in Oklahoma.
Oh, a men's choir. Yeah, okay, I will.
A men's choir? You mean the whole fucking music industry?
Wow, fair, fair play. Honestly, okay. What brought me joy, other than watching Nate starting to enjoy the pleasures of swimming? Freestyle. I just finished this book I've been reading called Hyperion. Well, and this thing was a good book. It was making me cry at the end.
Wow.
Well, tell us the premise.
Basically, the premise powerful. Is it's kind of like, what is it like? It's like 700 years in the future. And there's this crazy being on a planet called Hyperion called the Shrike. And it lives in these things called the Time Tombs. And it's a very violent creature. And basically, you're aware of this. And then there's seven characters that make a pilgrimage to go see the Shrike. But you don't know why they're all going. And so it breaks it up into like seven segments where you get the backstory of each pilgrim. Oh, and then he paints the picture of this world, and it's written in the 80s, but it feels so advanced. It's like hitting on all these things that are happening, AI, and
you know what? A patron actually recommended that book when I was
really
when I went out and said, "Hey, could you recommend me some books?" And I think I think Joe Parrott actually recommended that to me too. And I was like, those two combined, a patron who has amazing taste, obviously. I was like, I'm gonna pick that up, but I never finished it.
Well, I'm about to start the second one, The Fall of Hyperion. There's four. Holy four books. Man. So,
and they haven't made that into a movie ever? It seems like a popular enough book that I they know. Would have tried I bet to.
Someone's trying. Some nerd is trying.
Nerd.
Jack, what brought you joy, brother?
Well. First of all, I apologize for coughing. Something's wrong with me. Why won't it stop?
Probably sick.
Hope not, but I'll take it. But what gave me joy?
Yeah.
It's vengeance. I did was sleeping at this wedding during the weekend, mm-hmm. and these people across the door from us, you know, in your door, the two hotel rooms have a door, just a door between them.
That's right.
And they were partying and enjoying sports. I was a fucking narc. I called the front desk and I said, enough. These people don't understand the importance of rest before wedding. They don't respect it. And they came up, knock, knock, knock. I got to hear that. I heard the little knock, knock, knock. Everybody got all quiet. And then I heard the voice of the security guard go through the door because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And then a hush similar to Thanos fell over the room.
Wow.
And then they kind of got back to partying, and I kind of said, "Ah, whatever, I'll put my headphones on." Incredible. So,
it's amazing joy. It's an amazing joy.
All right, y'all. This has been a trivia.
Yeah, fun fact.
Episode.
This episode's over. Next episode's going to be, I'm calling it now, next episode is going to be about glory. Mm. The concept of glory. So get ready.
Can't wait. Can't okay. wait. All right. All right, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Peace out and see happy ya. Birthday to Bye. That to that bloke.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.